Blackstone Audio presents A Universe from Nothing, Why There Is Something Rather Than Nothing by Lawrence M. Krauss. This book is read by Lawrence M. Krauss, afterward read by Simon Vance.
To Thomas, Patty, Nancy, and Robin, for helping inspire me to create something from nothing. On this site in 1897, nothing happened. Plaque on wall of Woody Creek Tavern, Woody Creek, Colorado. Preface. Dream or nightmare, we have to live our experience as it is, and we have to live it awake. We live in a world which is penetrated through and through by science, and which is both whole and real. We cannot turn it into a game simply by taking sides. Jacob Bernowski. In the interests of full disclosure right at the outset, I must admit that I'm not sympathetic to the conviction that creation requires a creator, which is at the basis of all the world's religions. Every day, beautiful and miraculous objects suddenly appear, from snowflakes on a cold winter morning to vibrant rainbows after a late afternoon summer shower. Yet no one but the most ardent fundamentalists would suggest that each and every such object is lovingly and painstakingly and, most important, purposefully created by divine intelligence. In fact, many laypeople, as well as scientists, revel in our ability to explain how snowflakes and rainbows can spontaneously appear based on simple, elegant laws of physics. Of course, one can ask, and many do, where do the laws of physics come from? As well as more suggestively, who created these laws?